From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May the 20th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star that startup ASA Networks is expanding its SuperFi service into Chatham and Copec this summer. New York-based ASA uses TV White Spaces technology and is focused on serving rural areas. It recently completed an extensive technology trial in the Gallatin-Angrem area. Approximately 50 of the trial participants in Gallatin continue to be served by the company as paying customers. With the expansion, Chatham and Copec will be ASA's first foray into commercial service. Those communities were chosen based on tower proximity, current lack of internet access, demographics, and demand. The service will be available in initial offerings of 6 megabits per second symmetric speed for residential customers and 10 megabits per second symmetric speed for businesses. Symmetric speed is when uploads and downloads occur at the same speed. The company will hold a public information session during the Chatham Town Board meeting at 7 p.m. on May the 21st at the Chatham Town Hall. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Columbia Green Media is reporting that school budgets in Columbia and Greene counties were overwhelmingly approved by voters on Tuesday, May the 19th. Spending proposals in the Chatham, Germantown, Hudson, Ichabod Crane, New Lebanon, and Taconic Hills districts were accepted by a margin of nearly 2-1. The same was the story in Greene County. Budgets in Catskill, Cairo-Durham, Coxsackie-Athens, Greenville, Hunter-Tannersville, and Windham-Ashland-Jewett all passed by a substantial margin. The Ichabod Crane bus proposition and Taconic Hills Capital Reserve Fund proposition passed. Voters in the Chatham District agreed to seat a student representative on the Board of Education. Voters in the Hunter-Tannersville District elected John Alstrotz to the Board of Education, thereby ousting former Board President Penelope Fromer. And the Coxsackie-Athens board election ended in a tie between newcomers Christopher Cimento and William Gates for one of the three contested seats. District officials and board members were unclear on how to proceed as of election night. The district will either hold a special election or determine the outcome in some other way. Read the full Board of Election and budget vote coverages in the Daily Mail and the Register Star. Laura Nahimas is reporting at Capital New York that primary care physicians are aging out of the workforce, resulting in a doctor shortage, according to a report by Healthcare Associations of New York. The association concludes the shortage could imperil the state's plan to expand preventive care. In 2014, hospitals located outside of New York City hired less than 900 physicians, but more than 2,000 retired, according to the report. In addition, an increasing number of medical school students are opting for specialty fields rather than primary care. Nearly 90% of the hospitals surveyed by the association said they have had trouble recruiting both primary care providers and specialty physicians because of the lack of available candidates and requirements. In rural areas of upstate New York, geography also hurts recruiting, the hospital said. You can read that full story at Capital New York. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman reports that State Senator George Amador, the Republican from Rotterdam, is standing by campaign contributions that helped him win his seat last November after four activist groups objected to him receiving money from Glenwood Management, a company tied to the current scandals in Albany involving Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelos. Amador said, and I quote, "All of my contributions were within election laws and were all very transparent and reported," end quote. Amador's districts include part of Ulster, Albany, and other counties, and all of Greene County. He also said, and I quote, "Individual corporations, LLC organizations, all have their right to donate to their campaign of choice," end quote. Citizen Action of New York, the Labor Religion Coalition of New York State, the People's Empowerment Project, and In the New Jim Crow Action Network agreed that it is known who donated to Amador's campaign. The group wrote, and I quote, "An analysis of Senator Amador's campaign finance record shows that he received $99,600 from the same developer involved in both the Sheldon Silver and the Dean Skelos Corporation scheme. Amador also benefited from major independent expenditure spending by the Glenwood-backed Jobs for New York PAC during the 2014 election, which spent $840,918 in just the month before the election to help elect Amador," end quote. The senator defeated Cecilia Katchik, Democrat of Duanesburg, last November. Tatchett currently hosts a weekly program on WGXC. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. For our final story, Julia Reichel in the Watershed Post reports that Robert Dugart, a 63-year-old who was a candidate for U.S. Congress in Tennessee last year, was arrested on April the 10th just before arriving in Delaware County to surveil Muslims in Islamburg in the town of Hancock. Dugart's plan was to kill as many Muslim residents of the town as possible. Tahara Amatu Wadud, a lawyer for Islamburg, during a May 18th press conference in Binghamton said, and I quote, "You cannot imagine the level of disruption Mr. Dugard's threat has caused the families of Islamburg." Tahara H. Clark, another Islamburg lawyer and resident, said, and I quote, "One of the things that is extremely alarming is that some of the threat has come from so many miles away, and there is much that we are unaware of. To explain the level of alarm that the community is facing right now, it's pretty bad," end quote. The town is the headquarters of the Muslims of America, an American religious organization. Dugart pled guilty to one of the charges and is under house arrest in Tennessee awaiting sentences. There are about 200 Muslim adults and children in Islamburg, most of them African-American Sunni Muslim. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement for the Hudson Valley, Central Taconics, and the Berkshires. Gusty winds will lead to elevated fire risk on Wednesday afternoon across the region. The combination of still fairly dry fuels, low humidity, and gusty winds will make for an elevated fire spread potential all afternoon. Also, there's a frost advisory in effect for Weston, Greene, Albany, and Ulster counties from 1 a.m. until 8 a.m. Thursday, May the 21st. The forecast for today is partly sunny with a temperature high near 63 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Forecast for the next 3 days. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 40. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. Sunrise today was at 5:29 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:15 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 45 minutes. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, the 20th day of May, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.